Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. State Representative XP Lee of Brooklyn Park is officially the newest member of the Minnesota House. Lee took the oath of office Friday in the House chamber, surrounded by family and friends. The former Brooklyn Park City Councilman won the special election in House District 34B to fill the seat of fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. The Minnesota House is again tied with 67 Democrats and 67 Republicans. Since President Donald Trump began his second term, multiple Minnesota counties have partnered with ICE. St. Cloud-based immigration attorney Stacy Rogers says the recent extensive enforcement and deportation nationally is pushing away immigrants from filing for applications they're eligible for.
There's a fear of filing for those lawful applications affirmatively rather than waiting until they are picked up because they're not wanting to be detected by the government, maybe.
Rogers says those who don't have the legal status should find an immigration attorney to see if this can be legally changed. Governor Tim Walz proposed a new option over the weekend for addressing gun violence. He says the state could add a constitutional amendment to ban the sale and possession of assault rifles in the state. Walz talked about this option in an interview with New York Times journalist Lulu Garcia Navarro at the MinPost Festival. A constitutional amendment would require a majority of the legislature to vote yes to putting the ban on the ballot, and then a majority of Minnesota voters to approve the amendment. Walz says he still hopes to call a special session, but no date has been set. Another disappointing finish to the season for the number one seed Minnesota Lynx. It fell to the Phoenix Mercury 86-81 last night in Game 4 of the WNBA semifinals.
Honestly, it was a joy, right? Like, I don't look at this season and think, oh, this is hard because we got a target on our back. That's what we wanted. We got in the gym and we stacked our days and got hit with that injury bug. And, you know, it's just hard.
Guard Courtney Williams said it was a great season, despite losing the series to Phoenix 3-1. The Minnesota Vikings fell to 2-2 with a 24-21 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday in Dublin, Ireland. The Vikings trailed 24-6 in the fourth quarter before rallying for 15 points, but their comeback fell short. The Purple play the Cleveland Browns this Sunday in England. The new Senate Select Subcommittee on Federal Impacts on Minnesotans will hold its next hearing this Wednesday, following a food bank tour in Rochester. They'll discuss ways to improve the food source situation for Minnesotans. Democratic Chair Lindsay Port of Burnsville.
Touring it today and seeing the amount of empty shelves was really shocking, especially as the need is increasing.
The Senate Select Subcommittee is comprised of 5 Democrats and 4 Republicans. Single game tickets for the 2026 International Ice Hockey Federation World Junior Championship will go on sale this Wednesday at 10 a.m. The tournament features the best junior hockey players in the world under the age of 20. Team USA looks to win its third straight gold medal in the tournament. This is MNN.